Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to episode 84 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra. If you don't know me and you've been listening for 84 episodes or 83 episodes, my name's Dave. How are you? How are you doing? Welcome. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. This is the October 17th edition of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. As I said, it's number 84. I do hope you're still enjoying your autumn wherever you are in the world, or as we used to say in the former American sector of Berlin, Ich bin ein Berliner und wo kann ich das Kaufhaus finden? There we go. Hey, how's it going?
Einsteigen bitte.
Alrighty, well, let's get moving on. Let's see, this time I'm going to talk about October in Berlin. And if you've been in Berlin, and well, you're listening, and you've been there long enough to at least experience one October, not October 1st, but at least one month of October in Berlin, and you were infantry or artillery or engineer or somebody who supported the combat arms or the combat arms itself, that meant a trip to Doughboy City at least once or twice or three times or once a week for the entire month. See, these trips would usually start about Monday morning with an alert. Remember that? They come banging on the door. And everybody, we got to get up and going, get moving. And everybody kind of knew it was going to happen. You know, once we got up, you know, made our cup of coffee, got our gear together, we decided to take a leisurely saunter out the front gate and then left on Gorzale and then down. We'd walk down a little bit and hang a right on Wismarstrasse and then straight onto either the front or the back gate at Park's Range. And then once we were at Park Range, we'd find ourselves at a warehouse or an apartment in beautiful downtown Doughboy City. Remember that? That was fun. Now, for those of you that did not go to the field or are completely unfamiliar with what Doughboy City is or was, should I say, because it's no longer there. Some of the roads, you can see them, but Doughboy City is gone. I mean, it's leveled. It's grass. There's grass where we thought nothing in this world would ever grow. Grass. So here's a brief recap of what Doughboy City is. See, in the city of West Berlin, there are very few rolling hills or open countryside or vast spaces. Berlin is what the military calls urbanized terrain. Now, the hills in urbanized terrain are replaced by multi-story buildings. The countryside is replaced by neighborhood playgrounds. And the vast open spaces, well, they're quickly replaced by garden plots scattered throughout the city. Remember that colony Schweizerland up there north of the Vorring? Out the back gate a little bit on Osterweg. That's right. So, in the countryside, or if you're out there in the German countryside, your closest neighbor could be up to a few kilometers away. Now, in Berlin, your neighbors might just be on the other side of the living room wall. Yeah, it's that close. But that's city living for you. So, since the dawn of military operations, fighting in those urbanized areas has been brutal and to be avoided at all cost. See, street-to-street, house-to-house fighting is long, taxing, and very arduous to everybody on both sides. It is. At the end of World War II, or down near the end of World War II, it took the Soviet army coming in from all sides to capture. They enveloped the entire city. It took them almost 2 weeks coming in from all sides to capture the city of Berlin. 2 weeks. It's crazy. So, with that being the case, after World War II and being based in West Berlin with our French and British counterparts, if it ever hit the fan, well, and you know what it is, if it ever hit the fan, we were going to have to fight in the city. And, well, that was not going to be nice. It wasn't going to be pretty at all. Now, since 1945 to 1991, we trained and trained. We became the standard for future training for fighting in cities or combat in the cities or military operations in urbanized terrain or whatever the flavor of the month happens to be as things changed and progressed. Sorry about that. Now, Doughboy City had it all. It had it all. Warehouses, sewer tunnels, apartments, single-family homes, offices, roads, alleys, an above-ground train station, and even a town hall. Pretty cool. And typically it was really not a lot of detail into these buildings, but it was just enough to give you an impression that, hey, this is an apartment, this is an office, this is a warehouse, this is, well, you know, it's easy to figure out the sewer tunnels. But the above ground train station, that was, they went all out for that one. And that was pretty cool. So if you've ever seen it, you know what I'm talking about. And if you've only seen it on photographs, trust me, the very few rare photographs that are out there do not do it justice. Folks, you haven't lived until you've seen a row of M60 machine guns at the top of the S-Bahn. That's what we called it. The S-Bahn station. Surface train station. Now, once we got there, see, that's where we performed our duties. That's where we went and trained. That's where we became proficient in combat in the city or military operations in urbanized terrain. Now, once we got there, once we road marched in, because typically that's what infantry people do, or infantrymen, sorry about that. That's what we do. We get down on the ground and we hit the cobblestone streets and then walk onto Doughboy City. Now, once we got there, three things were certain. One was mud. There was so much. I've never seen so much mud. I mean, it could be lack of rain for a month. There'd still be mud at Doughboy City. There was mud. There was mud when it froze. When everything would freeze, the mud would freeze, and then it people would step on it, drive on it, and it turned into this dust, and then the dust would get on you, and then your body heat would melt the frozen mud, and now you have mud. And it didn't take long for the mud to form after that. It was just terrible. There was just so much mud. Unbelievable. I'd never seen so much mud. But Doughboy City had it. Two, sandbags. Remember that old adage about a gallon of sweat in training means a pint of blood in war means you're going to lose a pint of blood. The more you train, the less you bleed. Well, in the case of sandbags, the more sandbags in training, the less you had when the balloon went up. Got a question about the balloon, though. Did anybody ever actually see the balloon? Something to think about. Again. Yep, the sandbags. I've seen sandbag fortresses made. It's stuff that, I mean, you know, your 72-hour defense, 48-hour defense, and all you're doing is you're spending about 90% of the time filling sandbags. And you're building this fortress inside a building, inside a concrete building. But hey, they were nice. They were nice and comfy. They sometimes help block out the wind. And if you did it just right, well, I'll leave it there. You know what I'm talking about. Number three, Firewatch, or how I learned to get screwed over no matter what watch I was on. Firewatch. Unless you were an NCO, you were going to pull Firewatch. And typically it was just to make sure that, you know, somebody didn't come and take our weapons or something bad didn't happen overnight. And unfortunately, unless you were really, really liked or really, really tenured, the best shifts were the first one and the last one. It's the ones in the middle that people got screwed over on. If you were right in the middle or somebody skipped the guy before you and woke you up instead of the guy before you, you were SOL. And you know that. You were SOL. And there were, of course, there were other things going on, but, you know, other shenanigans and we're not going to get into that. But again, it was just one of those things that no matter what, especially if you're a newbie, you were going to get screwed over. And you know what I mean. But that's the way it went. So we got out there and we trained and got in the mud and we did, fortresses made out of sandbags. And we just got out there and had a grand old time. But we were out in the field. We were taking care of business. We were becoming proficient. And that's, like I said, that's how we became better at what we did. That's how we became the standard that was used in operations that are still going on today, on the stuff that we participated in all those years ago. So hey, look at it that way. What we're doing now, we're still fighting that war, but we're fighting it a different way. We already did our time so they could go off and fight. So that's pretty cool. Good, nice way of thinking about it. But definitely our contribution to future war is definitely solidified. Not in the mud, not in the frozen mud, but it's solidified in military history, military doctrine, military training. And that's a very good thing. And that's one of the things that being in Berlin allowed us to do, was to become basically contributing authors of the, what was that, FM 90-10, Military Operations on Urban Terrain. Remember that? MOUT, M-O-U-T, Military Operations on Urbanized Terrain or Urban Terrain. There we go. We have it. So check it out. And there's a couple of photos in our gallery there on the website. So be sure you visit the gallery and take a look. Hey, speaking of visiting the website, how do you like that new look? I know it's been out there a couple of months now, but if you have not visited the website, the BerlinBrigade.com website, please consider this your invitation to stop by and take a look. Also, take a look at the registry. Added some more names, added more stuff. And again, the password. I still am getting emails about the password. Folks, it's at the top and at the bottom of the registry page, the first page that shows all the units. The password has not changed. It's going to change soon, but it hasn't changed in a while. And if it does change, it's going to be up there. And folks, believe me when I tell you this, all the pages get changed. All the pages, the password gets changed for them. So when you see up on top, it applies to all the pages, not just one or two pages or a couple, or you forgot a page. The system doesn't let me work that way. So again, you'll need password to access the individual unit directories. And if you're not on there, get yourself on there. I've already made a couple of pretty cool connections just this month alone, and that I definitely know about. And that is pretty good. That is pretty good. So keep up the good work, everybody. Mailbag. Mailbag's been a little light this month. Light. It's not been anything major. Quick little personal stuff that's been coming in. Nothing grand, nothing that I'm looking for this person, I'm looking for that person. I think we've kind of come to the end of that, and I do apologize for those that we have not been able to service as far as giving them an answer. But hey, that's the way it goes sometimes. And then I guarantee as we start getting closer to the holidays and people will start asking questions and it's like, hey, I remember this person or I remember that person. And where are they now? So something to think about. So be on the lookout for that, and I'll put it out there as things pop up. Let's see, what else? Well, you know, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Yeah, we've had a great conversation about Doughboy City, and I hope I informed you, and if I didn't, let me know. And if I missed something, let me know. Folks, the time has come for me to wrap up this very brief episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. This has been episode 84. I do appreciate you taking the time to listen and taking the time to download it. I know your space on your smartphone or on your PC is valuable, and I do appreciate you allowing me to take up a little bit of that space. As always, I ask you to join and follow BerlinBrigade.com, not only on our Facebook page, BerlinBrigade, Facebook.com/BerlinBrigade, but on our Instagram page and on Twitter as well, @BerlinBrigade, both places, Instagram and Twitter. We're having some fun there. Let me know when you start following me on Twitter, though. You know, I see it that somebody follows, but let me know that you heard it here. Got some pretty cool stuff, so think about it. And let me know. Again, I thank you for your continued support. I do appreciate it. Getting into the holiday season, I know I say it all the time, but I definitely want to ramp things up. And I will get stuff out for you. If there is anything you want to share with anybody, anything else going on, let me know. Drop me an email, david@berlinbrigade.com, or on Twitter, @berlinbrigade.com, or visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/berlinbrigade. And listen, until next time, hope you're having a great autumn. Have a happy Halloween. And if you don't participate in Halloween, well, you know what? Eat the candy. It's all good. Listen, I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thank you. I really do appreciate you. Danke schön. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Endstation, bitte alle aussteigen.